Michigan residents know we're under a stay home, stay safe order from the governor at least through the 28th of this month. But efforts are underway to get back to business and resume our lives as we ride out this coronavirus pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and in light of the recent U.S. Senate testimony from Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, who warned about the serious consequences of reopening the country too early, we thought we would check in locally with Washtenaw County Health Officer Ximena Lovelock to get her take on where we are with all of this right now. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you're doing okay.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Lisa. We're doing okay. The health department staff is all working hard, but we are all well. Thank you.
Well, I always try to share information that is helpful and doesn't fuel the fear of what we're going through right now. But let's begin with your view on how this pandemic is going and how long you think it might take to come out on the other side of this.
Well, I think we certainly are seeing good trends locally in Washtenaw County. We're seeing a reduction in the number of new cases. We're also seeing a reduction in the number of hospital admissions related to COVID-19. And most importantly, we're seeing more testing happening locally, either through our health systems or in community settings or in some of our congregate facilities. And in May, the daily positivity rate, or the number of people that are testing positive in Washtenaw County, has been between 4% and 7%, which is much lower than it was earlier in April. And it's also important to know because, in general, public health experts have said that the rate of positivity should be below 12% before opening the economy. But certainly we're seeing some good trends in Washtenaw County. Of course, we still do have new cases happening, and we want to ensure that all of those community mitigation efforts and the stay home, stay safe order are adhered to.
We had heard about a shortage of tests. Do you have all the test kits or tests, what procedures that you need to give them to everybody who might want one or need one in Washtenaw County right now?
I wish that were the case, but we still experience challenges with the number of tests and the test supplies. It is getting better, but we know that from the very beginning, our testing efforts have been hampered because of not only limited testing supplies, but also criteria, partly criteria that was set because of the limited testing supplies that was very specific, so that at the beginning, we really were only able to test people that were hospitalized, that had severe illness. That criteria has expanded over time, but again, it's not criteria that allows everyone to be tested. In general, people still have to be symptomatic, and that's partly due to the limited testing availability. Again, it's getting better. We anticipate many more test kits arriving in May this month to Michigan, and so we anticipate seeing an increase in Washtenaw County as well. And of course, the state has a goal of short-term in May getting to 15,000 tests every day, and then hopefully by June up to 30,000 tests. So there's a lot of effort going on statewide and locally to increase that testing capacity. But certainly we still have some limited testing supply and testing availability that we're trying to address.
We hear a lot about contact testing or contact tracing. Can you briefly describe what that is?
Sure. This is something that the health department has been doing ever since we had our first case of COVID-19, but it's also something that the health department does on a regular basis when there are other kinds of communicable disease outbreaks. Contact tracing, first of all, it's a critical part of reopening and lifting some of the restrictions, because we know that not only do we need to have as much testing as possible, we need to ensure that if people test positive for COVID-19, we're able to do, first of all, case investigation. So we're reaching and talking to every confirmed case in Washtenaw County to find out what other contacts they might have had, as well as to check in with them about symptoms and offer quarantine or isolation guidelines. And so the contact tracing is incredibly important because through that case investigation, we identify the close contacts of a person who has confirmed COVID-19. And then we get in touch with those close contacts to let them know so that they can monitor for symptoms, they can self-quarantine. And then we regularly check in with both the confirmed case and the close contacts. And then, of course, providing them with support.
So this is something we'll be hearing about more and more as we get back to business as usual.
It will. It will. And I think the public is hearing a lot more about the contact tracing piece because, again, that is essential. Not only do we need to have sufficient testing, we need to be able to do that contact tracing because that is how we're going to control further spread of this virus and contain it as much as possible. It's incredibly important, and it's also part of why public health infrastructure really needs our investment and our attention. We know locally that while we have some ability to do contact tracing for the situation that we're in now, we're going to need to ramp up that contact tracing as people go back to work, as restrictions are lifted.
I want to get some answers to some very practical questions, so let me send these at you and see what you can tell us. First of all, how are schools and universities deciding whether or not to hold classes in the fall?
Well, I think that is a very complex question, and there's a lot of information and data that needs to be reviewed to help make informed decisions. And clearly, not every area is experiencing the same situation. So I think looking at what we're seeing in terms of community spread is really important, as well as the schools and universities' abilities to ensure that there's adequate testing, that we're able to do contact tracing, whether that's through the health department or through their own process, as well as thinking about how to maintain the physical distancing requirements that are going to continue well beyond, the coming months. We see the physical distancing piece as something that's going to be ongoing, as well as the use of masks and face coverings, as well as thinking about avoiding congregation of people, right? So any large gathering, those are things that we're not going to be seeing in the near future. And schools certainly and universities need to think about how to ensure that they have those measures and practices in place.
What about small gatherings? I'm hearing a lot of people are concerned about being in an elevator and risk of infection. What's your response to that?
Yeah, again, as we look at reopening businesses, that is something that we are continuing to recommend that we think about social distancing or physical distancing. So that might mean limiting the number of people that can be in an elevator at one time, or allowing only one person to go in an elevator at one time. Again, really thinking through all of the movements, the areas of a workplace, or an institution or a school or a community organization where people might be together, limiting that number of people that are together at any one time, ensuring that there's the physical distancing of 6 feet or more, that there's good hand hygiene, washing hands continues to be incredibly important, as well as the way that we clean and sanitize our facilities and our offices and our businesses. Those are all things that are going to continue to be incredibly important moving into the foreseeable future.
And I know this is not a quick or easy question to answer, but I'm seeing information that Michigan is number one in the country in the number of tweets about depression and anxiety. Are you seeing an increase in that situation at the Washtenaw County Health Department?
So one of the things that we're always trying to be mindful of is ensuring that people have access to resources and services that they might need. And we know it's incredibly challenging. This time has been very challenging for all of us. And we want to ensure that as much as we can, using the platforms and the communication tools that we have that we can use today, ensuring that people who are feeling isolated, who maybe are struggling with anxiety or other mental health issues, know how to get support either through local resources, statewide resources, and certainly we work very closely with our community mental health organization and department to ensure that we're able to provide those resources and not allow people to feel further isolated or to go without services and support that they might need. But we know it's a challenging time, and the importance is, while we're certainly having to maintain physical distance, that we're not isolating and we're looking out for each other and supporting each other as much as possible.
Washtenaw County Health Officer Ximena Lovelock, thanks for joining us on WEMU.
Thank you so much.